A change in leadership. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. The White House has accepted the resignation of Border Patrol Commissioner Chris Magnus, who stepped down amid the ongoing crisis at the southern border.
Well, you know, it really all started to go down immediately following the midterm elections. Magnus was approached by Secretary Mayorkas, and then the leak came about a day or two ago, and then you saw Magnus refused to step down, and within 24 hours, he, in fact, stepped down. But you talk about a spiraling out of control, and really it just remains out of control. The migrants know it. The smugglers know it. The coyotes know it. And that is why we see this constant march of migrants coming to the border.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Eagle Pass, Texas. Nevada Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto is a declared winner in her close reelection campaign against Republican challenger Adam Laxalt. Cortez Masto spoke to supporters in Las Vegas today about her stance on abortion.
I'm telling you, I am ready for more tough fights like that. So when Republicans try to force through a federal abortion ban, I'm going to stop them.
The victory allowed the Democrats to retain the majority in the U.S. Senate. Federal investigators are on scene of that fatal mid-air collision yesterday in Dallas of two World War II era planes during an air show. The NTSB's Michael Graham with an update.
A post-impact fire ensued. Five crew members of the B-17 and the pilot of the P-63 were fatally injured. There were no ground injuries reported.
Graham says a preliminary report is expected in 4 to 6 weeks, but the final report could take up to 18 months. Residents of Kherson are celebrating for a third straight day of the end of Russia's 8-month occupation of the southern Ukrainian city. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Six people are dead after a bomb exploded on a popular pedestrian street in Istanbul. Dozens more people were injured. Turkey's President Erdogan called the blast a treacherous attack and vowed to punish those responsible. Maryland will soon have a new governor. Wes Moore will become the state's first black governor when he takes office in January. Moore today weighed in on political rhetoric.
You cannot say that you love the country when you hate half of the people.
More on Fox News Sunday. Sentencing this week in Wisconsin for the man convicted in last year's deadly Christmas parade attack.
It was important for victims and their families to have it behind them. The sentencing of Daryl Brooks Jr. before this year's Waukesha Christmas parade early next month. With Waukesha County Judge Jennifer Doro setting sentencing for Brooks this Tuesday and Wednesday, allowing time for victim impact statements. Following Brooks's conviction on 76 counts, including six murder charges in last year's deadly Christmas parade attack, convictions that Brooks says he's going to appeal. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The Duttons are back in Yellowstone. Fox's Anna Eliopoulos has more.
Over 15 million people tuned in to see the January season 4 finale. And tonight, Yellowstone is back. Kevin Costner returns as John Dutton, who is now in political office.
I, John Dutton, do solemnly swear to uphold the Constitution of the state of Montana.
But moving up in the world of politics has new consequences for the Dutton family, who will stop at nothing to save their ranch. Joining the cast is country singer Lainey Wilson, who will be playing a musician named Abby. The new season premieres with a 2-episode event beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Paramount Network. Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.